This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
Alicia Unleashed. Here we are at episode 19.
19.
Are we 19?
19 years.
Oh my god.
What?
We're here with B-Side.
What up? What?
Oh my god. All this is so appropriate.
Right?
Like on so many levels.
I just like click.
Hello.
Click, click.
Hello. So 19th episode, we just introed in with some biggie because today was what, Bridget?
19 years since Christopher Martin Wallace has passed away.
And that's pretty huge. He was a pretty big influence.
Suge Knight did it.
Are you trying to get us killed?
Suge Knight ain't come for me. Suge Knight ain't come for me. He's in jail.
I think we need to. Oh my
He's
god.
In jail.
Craig Kimberly, are you listening to this right now? Craig Kimberly? Oh my god.
What, Craig? You know Suge's in jail. Like, you know he's in jail. So, like, he can't come after me.
Oh my.
Suge did it. Come on. Oh. Unless he's on the island with Tupac and Elvis.
Tupac and Elvis.
Tupac's still alive, man.
Yep, so that's just like so incredibly crazy that it's been 19 years because I remember the day, which is so insane. Do you?
Yeah. In corrections department, it's Christopher George Wallace. My apologies. Some reason I thought Martin. My bad.
But glad we opened with that because I'm never going to live it down that we basically missed the whole David Bowie and didn't pay tribute to David Bowie.
I'm over David Bowie. I'm over that. Like, but there was no chance in hell you were going to miss today.
No, totally not. No, totally not.
No, I'm not putting nothing in the swear jar.
No swear jar on that one?
No, because it's hell.
That's not a big one.
Nope.
So, speaking of long time ago, 19 years, all that stuff, we talked about this before on podcast. I don't know what number, but Roller Palace closed.
Yes, they closed on Saturday.
We were hoping that it was literally just a rumor for all these months.
Nope, it's not. Yeah, I had friends that were posting, like, a lot of different outfits going on, but there was like one last Aww. Ride. And I was like, how did I miss this? Because I would have totally have gone.
Yeah.
I mean, like, seriously, I would have done something else.
And that is so sad.
It is sad.
I'm so sad right now.
Because you know what? As we're talking about it, I can still smell that carpet and that gross-ass pizza. Yeah.
Oh my god, I love their pizza.
Oh, gross.
Oh my god, it was amazing.
And the thing is, that place never got updated. Never got updated.
It's completely the same, which is so amazing. Oh my god. A piece of my childhood just died.
Piece of my kneecap is probably still on the floor there. You know. The center. Don't never go into the center vortex.
We sound so dramatic.
No, like, I literally injured myself and jacked up my knee so bad there. Like, you know.
Well, you know, I feel like a piece of my life just, like, ended.
But we haven't gone there in a while. Like, that's the thing. Is like, I'm sad, but it's like, I haven't gone there in a minute. So, you know. But I think they need to bring back, like, another place like that for more adults. Like, kind of like Kings.
Well, they have one on Route 1. You know, they have the one on Route 1.
Yeah, it's not the same.
I know. Well, speaking of dramatic, there is some shit going down right now.
Oh my god.
Some shit going down right now.
Oh my god. I can't.
On the GMG Facebook. So we're going to give a little background here.
I have anxiety just thinking about it. I'm all fired up.
So here's a little background, folks. So when any of us, or any of the contributors post to Good Morning Gloucester, it automatically goes out to Facebook, right? So Good Morning Gloucester has its own Facebook, so it's great. And that's how I actually follow a lot of Good Morning Gloucester, because it just posts right to my Facebook. Yeah. And since you're scrolling all the time anyway, it's convenient. So props, so convenient. So the other day, Joey does one of his, you know, normal, you know, three
posts.
Just normal posts, right?
Because it's his life on the dock.
Because that's what it is. It's a blog, okay? We're going to get to that. It's a blog. It's a blog. Mm-hmm. You know, he don't write for the newspapers or any shit like that, right? You know what I mean? It's a blog.
Yes.
Okay. Is that clear? Is it clear to you?
It's clear to me.
It's clear to me. Okay, just making it clear. So he has this... You so want an intro.
I do.
Before we talk about this,
We need this.
We have lots of fun stuff in store for you guys tonight, but you... Okay, go ahead, play it. Before we talk... This is awesome. Let the games begin. It is. So his post was Douchebag of the Day Award goes to. Now, mind you, literally what's shown in the picture for all those that need
a visual.
Mm-hmm. It is a white car with the license plate, you know, gone.
Blacked out.
You barely know what kind of car it is. In between two lines in a parking space. Okay, do you get that visual? It's literally a blacked out car in between two lines of a parking space. Okay, let's just leave it at that. Joey's post. This guy at Market Basket, close to the front door, not way far away. You, sir, are a douchebag. Who does this? Like, what kind of human being takes up two parking spaces close to the front door of the busiest parking lot in town? Do you think this person has a single friend? So, first of all, Joey, how you know is a sir. I mean, but I do appreciate, you know, you calling the douchebag a sir rather than a ma'am, because you know you would have gotten shit for that too. Probably every, I don't even want to say the word, it's probably going to come out. So that was, you know, good thing you said sir on that one, Joey. Good thing you said sir. So there are some points to point out about this post. So license plate was blacked out, and it's literally a car in between two lines in a parking lot, and the comments were flooding in on Facebook. Point one, someone called it public shaming. What? That is probably the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Public, I'll let you go.
No, like how, no. So public shaming, the definition is public humiliation in the dishonoring showcase of a particular person. Highly doubt thinking that a car in the middle of two lanes and literally a picture of it is public shaming. Nope. Try again. Thank you. Second comment on this Facebook post. Bullying. Are you fucking kidding me right now? What part of any of this was bullying? Let's, my friends, what is the definition of bullying? Well, let's find out. Use superior strength or influence to intimidate someone, typically to force him or her to do what one wants. So because you took a picture of a car in between, parked in between two lines, you are forcing someone to do what they don't want to do? Fuck y'all bitches trying to use and overuse the word bullying. Grow up in my fucking world when I was growing up, and I will fucking tell you what bullying was. Guess what? Nope. Try again. Let's go into the fucking third thing of this stupid ass fucking post. Someone post about journalism, that it was poor journalism on Joey's part. Let me give you a little definition of journalism. The activity or profession of writing for newspapers or magazines or broadcasting news on radio or television. Last I saw, this was a blog. This is nowhere, anywhere, shape, near, form of journalism. Never has it ever been. Never has Joey claimed to be a journalist. So guess what? Nope. Try again, bitch. All right. So let's go down to the thing that finally makes sense. Definition of a blog. Regularly updated website or web page, typically one run by an individual or small group that is written in an informal or conversational style. And that's Alicia Unleashed for the win, bitches. Are we kidding right now? Of course it's a fucking blog. It's not journalism. It's not bullying. It's not freaking public shaming. People, get your fucking facts straight before you're gonna come at us, okay? Let me just tell you that right now. Because if you don't know what you're talking about, don't come at me. You sound like a fucking moron. Okay, that's my rant.
Wow.
That's my rant. Wow. Just saying.
I totally 100%.
Are we kidding right now?
No.
Like, are we serious? You know what?
Here's the thing. If he hadn't posted that, and let's just say that this was a Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning or Saturday, and this car was parked like that and you walked by, you would be so heated up. There's also some comments about... So there was comments about, you don't know the whole story. There could be a kid sick, this, that, and whatnot. And it's like, wait, if there's a kid sick, why are you driving all the way to Market Basket and parking like an asshole to go in for a sick child? You're going to CVS, you're going to Walgreens, you're doing something like that if there's a sick child. You know, there was also a comment, because I briefly looked at it before I did, like, I just became enraged and, like, blood boiling from some things. There was also another one. Well, I talked with a person, and some people park like that so they don't get their car dinged or whatnot. It's a brand new car. Guess what? This is Gloucester. No one has respect for anyone else's personal property, and I can tell you this for a fact, because last Friday night, I was walking my dog, and I looked in my backyard, and I found this weird, like, thing in my yard. Some asshole fucking left a backpack, a little kid backpack full of booze, like Barefoot wine, unopened, vodka, orange juice, in my yard, right in the fence. And I mean, it was there for a while because snow had already gone in it. I grabbed it, zipped it up after I inspected it, tried to find a name. I was like, who fucking does that? Hung it out on the fence. It sat there all night and it disappeared at some point. So I'm not sorry that you didn't respect my yard. That's your shit. I should have drank that shit that night. But I didn't. You know what? You know, I have people that throw trash, like, in my yard because it's convenient, because it's near another place.
Right.
You know, on Sundays, you know, our street gets filled up, you know, because people are walking all the way down to church or whatnot. I get trash in my yard. I get people throwing cigarette butts, fucking 40s in plastic bags brown paper bags. You know what? If you're going to drink a friggin' 40, don't be drinking Amstel Light, okay? Do me a favor and drink some good fucking beer if you're going to do that shit.
All right, so Joey wants to weigh in on this.
Do it!
Okay.
And you know what? He could have called you a douche rag, but he didn't.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
It's Alicia Unleashed and beside Bridget.
What up, boss man?
Oh, no. Are you guys taping right now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, that's trouble. So we're live.
We're live right now. We're live.
That's trouble.
So we just...
How many bottles of wine deep are you right now?
Only a couple.
Oh, you're gonna love this podcast tomorrow, buddy.
God almighty. So what are the topics tonight?
So we've already talked about 19 years, Biggie got killed, so that's today, and we're at actually at episode 19 tonight.
Who?
Notorious B.I.G.
Biggie Smalls, bitch.
Ask Caitlin about it.
Biggie, oh wow, that's 19 years ago?
Yes.
Oh my lord, I'm getting old. That is so crazy. Who died first, Biggie or Tupac?
Biggie! And then we talked about how Roller Palace just closed this Saturday. Isn't that sad, Joey?
Oh, that's it. My daughters are just talking about how they really liked Roller Palace and stuff. You know what I thought of when I thought of Roller Palace? You know that cement like barrier that you could like lean up against? That
yes.
My big question was, how many kids like tripped and like fell face first into that and lost all their front teeth? That was all I could think about when you think of Roller Palace.
That's a good one.
That place was so like, I'm not a coordinated guy, so I've never like a roller skater, but I know it was a lot of fun for a lot of people, but it just seemed like such a dirty place. Like seemed like the whole place was just bathed in like dirty pizza and grease.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. I'm sad it's gone.
I'm sure a lot of people are. I think a lot of people have a lot of memories. I think a lot of people's like middle school, first dates, like parties, like, you know, they maybe hooked up for the first time, you know.
That back corner with the lockers, you know?
Yeah.
Bridget was very, so we just actually talked about an Alicia Unleashed style ranted about the GMG on Facebook post. That was interesting, but I got really fired up real quick. So that's going to be interesting to play back tomorrow.
About what?
The douchebag of the day. Douchebag.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what kills me about that is that there's like so many levels of stupidity on that Facebook post thing of people saying that I was outing someone when I clearly took the time to X out the license plate. And there was no other discernible marks on that car to say it was XYZ person. And then the people that say, oh, maybe someone parked close to it. No, they were parked directly in the middle of the thing, and they were up close. And then other people saying, well, maybe they were handicapped. No, there was plenty of handicapped spots that were open, that were closer. Like, people just wanted to bitch for the sake of bitching. Yeah. And, you know, it's just like... And then the people that were saying... like, oh, you're bullying, but then they're like calling me a jerk. So okay, you're not bullying. It's so oh god, like the level of craziness. Bye, mom.
Aww.
What's that?
Bye, Pat. She says. Just dropped out. We just came from Kay Ellis's memorial thing.
Aw, how was that?
I've never ever seen that many people at one of these things. Every room belongs to house was packed. Deservedly so. She was such an incredible woman.
Right.
That post though, and then someone else says oh god, someone says, oh, I'm surprised to see that language used on such a journalistic publication or something. I'm like, what? Journalistic? It's a blog. It's not a newspaper.
I said that. I said that in my comments.
We're bloggers, which is supposed to, oh god. And here's the other part. I obviously cannot win with, like, do you remember last year's backlash of everybody saying, you know, I was going through my divorce, so I like tamed everything, dialed everything way back.
Yeah.
So everyone was shitting on me for being way too politically correct, and oh, the blog lost its edge. It used to be so much more funny when you used to let it rip, but this, that, and the other thing. I consider this post, it was such low hanging fruit on how obvious the person that parked that car was such a fucking asshole, like jerk move to park that close and to park that in between two lines. You know, if you want to do, like, I honestly, I don't have a problem with someone that wants to park and take up two parking spaces. If you go to like the back of the lot and park your car and take your time and walk to the front, I think I can see if you have a fancy car and you don't want it to be nicked up by an inconsiderate person, park, you know, far away and walk. But do not park within five parking spaces of the front. It's stupid. And then on top of that, so then the people are saying, well, maybe it was an elderly person. Well, you know what? Like the person that took up two spots, maybe they took a spot that an elderly person could have parked closer to instead of having to walk so far.
Right.
On so many levels, like the people that complained about that post, I literally have no use for them. Like if you complain about that, then I probably really don't want to be your friend anyway. Like I really don't care. Like,
right.
If that's your take on that, and you want to say I was a bully, because it wasn't bullying.
No, not at all.
Stupid behavior. And to say, you know, then the other people are saying, if this is the worst thing in your life. No, it wasn't the worst thing in my life. It's fucking annoying. It's annoying, right?
Right.
You took a spot that someone else could have taken. It's inconsiderate and it's stupid.
Right.
So.
And that's all.
There's not even one shred of like regret in that post for me. Like, no. not even like a tiny bit.
No, because it's totally not even worth your time. Yeah.
The holier than thou, politically correct ruination of the United States. And you know, and here's the thing: I did not vote for Trump. I would not vote for Trump. I think. Yeah, you know, whatever. I don't do politics. I don't want to get into politics. But I think that the reason why Trump has as many people voting for him is precisely because of people's reactions to, like, you know, people trying to shame people into not saying what's on their mind. I don't agree with Trump's policies on the wall and a million other things. But I think people are so sick of the people going the other way to the extreme that they go, and that's right. Why he's got the popularity that he has.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
No, it does. It totally makes sense.
Yeah. So, totally. Anyway, anything else you want to talk about?
Hey, Joey, settle a debate for me. Is it ricotta or rigotta?
Rigotta. And it's not even... And
there's no G, man. There's no G in there.
It's rigotta, let me see.
But how is the C turning into
cucina,
a G?
Right? So, like the kitchen, right? In Italian is cucina.
Yeah.
It's not cucina. It's cucina. Cucina. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like a G kind of effect there.
Yeah.
That makes sense? Yeah.
It does.
And C-U-C-C-I-N-A, I believe, is the right spelling. But it's pronounced like a kind of like a soft G, right. If I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's how I am. Rigotta.
I can't stand when people call it ricotta. I'm like, what the fuck is
Joey,
that?
Joey, do you know that Walgreens has coffee?
What's that?
Did you know that Walgreens has coffee?
Walgreens has coffee? Did you say that?
Yeah, they have a coffee machine there. Did you know that? Probably not.
I am not anti Walgreens, but I just don't. I'm not in there enough that I would have known. Like, is it to pay or is it for free?
No, you have to pay like a dollar.
Yeah, is it good coffee?
I love it.
I love my favorite. Well, I don't want to say my favorite is Lone Gull Americano coffee. But other than like that, to buy coffee in town, my second, my up there is. And I think the best value is the McDonald's dollar coffee.
I love McDonald's coffee too.
I like that. I've been making all my coffee at the house though. I don't know. I just.
Do you have a Keurig?
No, I don't like the Keurig so much. I make it if I'm desperate, but I like the pour over thing that I think it's Bella Vita Bonavita. It's a pour over. It's like a ceramic piece that just fits over, and you put a paper filter in. You grind your own beans, and you put hot water through it, and it goes right into your cup.
Like a French press or something?
It's not even. It's just you pour the hot water over the you know, you put your grinds in the and the paper cone and the and that the ceramic thing fits on top of your coffee cup and the water just
oh it's like a dripper top. Like a drip, right?
Yeah, the simplicity of it is there's no moving parts. It's so simple.
Yeah,
I can do it down the dock, and I don't need to have a machine. It was a gift from Kim Smith a couple of years ago, I use it just about every day.
So another one of our things to talk about was a homie cast and how we recorded on the same night. We had no idea we were recording, and we had some of the same topics, which was kind of hilarious.
Yeah, the girl from Sports Illustrated, the hot chick from Sports Illustrated, the big girl.
Yeah, I gotta give you guys props for that. Or I don't know if it was Rabbit or Craig, because I can't still decipher whose voice it was. But someone who was talking about how, like, I don't even understand, recognize what plus size even means, because she doesn't look plus size, you know, and I thought that was, like, awesome.
That was me. I said that.
Oh, you said that too, but someone else said something else. And I was just like, good, because those big girls need love too.
No, I mean, I'm all about curvy girls. I mean, if you give me a girl 20 pounds overweight versus a girl 20 pounds underweight, I'll take the 20 pounds overweight every time.
And I also wanted to kind of give you guys, like, props for, you know, getting real. Like, you guys had that deep conversation about, you know, which stemmed from the Oscars and stuff like that, but talking about, you know, like, racism and what you experienced and stuff like that. Like, I thought that was really awesome. Like, you guys went deep.
Yeah, we did go deep. You know, and when you do those things, I mean, you know how politically, and you're drinking, too. So, like, you know, we're pretty brutally honest during the homie cast. And, you know, being brutally honest, let's face it, in this day and age, you see, you know, obviously the douchebag posts always joking around, but people can twist your words. They can take one sentence out of context and, you know, and just play, and someone, the right person latches onto, or the wrong person latches onto that and wants to make an example of you, even though your whole premise is a good thing. They can, you know, you've seen a million people got taken apart for, for statements not deemed politically correct. It really is a problem. The whole
thing, it's a huge problem now.
It's such a problem. It's just so easy to stifle people with threats, and to stifle businesses with threats, you know. And,
right.
I don't know. Yeah.
No, I thought it was awesome because it gave me more perspective on you guys and, like, what you've experienced. Obviously, just looking at someone, you don't know what they've gone through in their life. So, like, hearing that, you know, that gives a whole new level or a whole new layer to you guys and what you've experienced. You know, and I wouldn't have known that had you guys not talked about it, unless, you know, of course, I brought it up later on. But.
Here's an example. So here's an example, right? I think I put on Facebook or no, I think I put it on the blog that I just voted, and then I put a picture of the polling station or something, and then I put, I've never been so disappointed in my choices. And this guy I know, who I know is super liberal, said, you know, it's too bad that, you know, your party, you know, left you with those choices. I feel great about my choice. He has no idea who I voted for, because I didn't vote for who he thinks that I voted for. You know what I mean? Like, people label you and they think that they know you, but, you know, a lot of times you don't know, you know, what people's pasts, you know, things.
Right.
You know, so many people don't know what goes on behind closed doors. They make judgments, and whether it's in people's marriages, and they seem like the perfect couple, right? Like, there's so many different things that you don't know, like what's going on.
Right. Exactly.
Doors, you know, like, and,
yeah. Exactly. But, all right, Joey. Well, thank you for calling in. We're gonna we're already 30 minutes in.
Your take on the douchebag post.
Oh man.
I'm really excited.
You're gonna love it.
My defense for the handful of politically correct people that just, you know, must have nothing better to do than take up that cause.
Right.
Exactly. Undefendable cause of parking in the middle and taking up two spaces. Undefendable. On the record. Going on the record.
On the record.
Anyway, you guys have a great night. Get back to your wine. And please, Alicia, upload this to Dropbox before the end of the night so I can listen to it on my ride back.
Okay, well.
All right.
Okay.
Night, night.
All right. Bye.
And that's the boss weighing in.
Right?
Which we knew he had a lot to say on that.
Dude, I wanted to pick his brain. Like, I can't wait for the simulcast.
Which, I think we're going to do it around dodgeball.
Yeah. Don't you still need someone? You should, like...
I do. Oh, yeah, guys. I need... everybody, I need a girl.
I need a girl to ride, ride, ride. I need a girl in my life. I need...
Right.
Yes!
We're awesome.
We're so good.
We're awesome. So, bye, Tyler.
Bye.
Bye,
Julie.
Randomly came in. Bye, Tyler. Oh, Tyler trying to get back in the game.
Nope.
So, I have a team, and for the past couple of years, it's been an all-girl team, which I am all about the girl power. I know every team in dodgeball, we have to have at least two women, but I like to do an all-women's team. Well, I'm down a woman right now. If I'm desperate enough, I'll have to get a guy.
Oh.
If I'm desperate enough, I'll have to get a guy, but I'd really love for another woman to kind of step up. It's really empowering. You know, some of my girls last year, it was their first year playing, they were very nervous, didn't know what to expect. They played, and they... were so excited about playing again this year. Had a couple of girls couldn't do it because of scheduling conflicts, which they were really bummed. Have another new girl on my team. Another new girl on my team this year.
Mm-hmm.
I have my girl Angela, who's been with me since day one. So she's like the OG on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my OG. And then we have Christina.
I was going to say, what about Ribby?
Yeah, Ribby, this is her second year.
Nice.
She was one of the newbies last year. And
she's a monster.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my god, she's fucking amazing. So I have a good team this year, and we're sticking with our name, Tasty Ballers. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, bitches! And guess what our intro song is?
I don't even know where to begin. Is it Mortal Kombat?
Move, bitch! Get out the way! Get out the way, bitch! Get out the way!
How did you pick that song?
I have no idea.
No idea at all.
None whatsoever.
You don't have an emotional DJ that like helps you out or anything like that.
I have you, and you're my emotional DJ, and you have it on one of my CDs.
I got about three of your CDs.
Actually, I think you made me. How many CDs? You made me five so far.
I've made you like six.
Six?
Yeah, like six CDs.
I'm loving them.
Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna find an acoustic version of it so that you can just turn down the lights and just listen to it. Like,
I love
chill.
Love it.
But,
love it.
You know, talking about woman empowerment, yesterday was International Women's Day.
It was. Yes, it was.
And there's obviously a conversation going on through pop culture life right now. And when I first heard about it, I was almost as angry as I was about the GMG post, the douchebag post. And then, you know, there were some things that come out and... You know, I'm very kind of not confused, but I'm conflicted. So Kim Kardashian, who is someone that I do not particularly like, I have no understanding or reasoning as to why she is as popular as she is, took a naked selfie of herself with the black bar over her chest in her lower regions and wrote, "When you have nothing to wear, hashtag International Women's Day." And for a while I was thinking, I'm like, well, she's just an attention whore. And this is her way of keeping in the game. Because right now everyone's talking about how Kanye's $50 million in debt. And, you know, and then there was someone, Bette Midler had said, you know, the only way we're going to see something that we haven't seen before is if you swallow the camera. And then Chloe Moretz, who played Kick-Ass, wrote, "I truly hope you realize how important setting goals are for young women. Teaching them we have so much more to offer than just our bodies. You know, and she made a great point, but then Kim came out with a response. And I gotta give props to her publicist because this was a really good, you know, post, and I'm gonna try and keep it quick. And she wrote, I don't understand why people get so bothered by what other people choose to do with their lives. I don't do drugs, I hardly drink, I never committed a crime, and yet I'm a bad role model for being proud of my body. It seems to come back around my sex tape. Yes, a sex tape that was made 13 years ago, literally that long ago, and people still want to talk about it. I lived through the embarrassment and fear and decided to say, who cares, do better and move on. I shouldn't have to constantly be on the defense listing off my accomplishments just to prove I'm more than something that happened 13 years ago. Let's move on already. I have. I'm empowered by my body. I'm empowered by my sexuality. And I'm empowered by feeling comfortable in my skin. I'm empowered by showing the world my flaws and not being afraid what anyone is going to say about me. And I hope through this platform I've been given, I can encourage the same empowerment for girls and women all over the world.
And go, Kim! Go, bitch! And go! Yes!
She wrote that, you know, it's 2016, the body shaming and slut shaming, it's like, enough is enough. I will not live my life dictated by the issues you have with my sexuality. You be you and let me be me.
James Bay. Will you be you?
I'm a mother, I'm a wife, a sister, a daughter, an entrepreneur, and I'm allowed to be sexy.
All right. So, go, Kim, girl, go.
That was impressive. I know she didn't write that. I guarantee she didn't write that. She's not that eloquent. I've watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I'm like, yeah, no, that's a publicist move right there. But Amber Rose, who just weeks ago, who was like on the defense against Wiz Khalifa and Kanye and Kim, came to her defense today and said, you go, Kim. Good. Because Amber does the same thing. She posts about body and no one slut shames her because she will say firsthand, I'm a slut. I was a slut. I was a teenage stripper. You know, I was a whore. I slept around. I was a groupie. I got my way through like half of the hip hop world, you know, and look at me now.
Right.
You know, and I don't want to say that I like Kim, but well played, Kim. Dropped the mic. I get it. And, you know, and we are talking about body positivity, going back to Ashley Graham on the Sports Illustrated magazine, you know, like that stuff. According to Ashley, who was on with Ellen.
That was an awesome, awesome episode. That plus was amazing.
Plus size in the fashion world or in general is now considered size 8 and up.
That's so, like the whole world.
So anyone that's a size 10 that's going to call me plus size, guess what, bitch, you in my rodeo too.
Which I think is so crazy. I mean, it's insane. I mean, I don't know. I just don't understand. Like,
my thing is, did she have to post that photo? Like, there wasn't, you know, a thousand other photos. You couldn't post a photo of you and your kids. But like, that's, I know, but this it was where women I get conflicted. You know what?
No, it was International Women Day. She knows she's got curves and she's thick. So she's proud of that, as we all should be, because, honey, I know I am, mm-hmm. Okay? I know I got some work to do. I'm a work in progress, but at the end of the day, I got a pretty face, and I got some banging curves, okay? I will tell you that, all right? And I don't care. It's all about the face anyway. It's all about the face. So, everything else.
Oh, really? Because mine's usually about my ass.
I have a flat ass.
Banging ass.
I have a flat ass.
Oh, man. I got the bam. That's right. I'm the reason why there's yoga pants.
So,
but don't talk about my fupa.
I think she was, you know, I really think that, you know, she was about, like, she's going, and the more we talk about it, the more she's going to flaunt it. And you know what, girl? Go ahead, girl. Because I would rather see someone like that than someone that is just, no.
Mama June?
What?
Mama June, you know, Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not talking about like that. I'm talking about, I don't know. I think all women are beautiful. Everybody is sexy in their own way. I just really, honestly, my thing is I wish women were more confident in themselves, no matter what size they are. Right. If someone thinks that they're too thin, be confident in yourself. It's sexy. Just be, confidence is sexy. Mm-hmm. That's my motto.
That is true.
That's it. That's it right there. Confidence is sexy. Doesn't matter what size you are. From 0 to 26, if you got it, flaunt it.
Right.
So there's that.
Yeah.
That's my PSA on
body positivity.
On body positivity.
I like it. And women, I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
I like it. I like it a lot.
We just like keep going in the circle and bringing that stuff in the segue. I like it.
I like it a lot. Oh man. I love Jim Carrey.
Do
it right.
Hey, no.
Oh, here goes Tyler.
Oh, boy, jeez.
Here he goes. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Bye, Tyler. Bye, Felipe.
You weren't even like thought of or born yet when that movie came out.
No. Sorry, not sorry. Do you say sorry for no reason?
Yes.
Like, and what do you think when you think of, do you say sorry for no reason?
So one example would be like going to the store and someone's holding the door and I'm like 4 feet behind them. And they're, like, looking at me, and I'm like, oh, running to get the door. And I'm like, oh, sorry, thank you so much. Or when I'm at the store, like, or I'm grocery shopping, and there's someone that's dead ahead looking at me, knows which side I'm on, and yet we still come closer, and we're like, oh, we do this little dance, and we're like, so I'm sorry.
Aren't you saying sorry because you're almost running into them? No. So you're just saying sorry that you inconvenienced them?
No,
because
I'm walking.
Isn't that what it means?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I'm walking through the produce. You know, I'm looking at all the produce to see which kale I'm taking home. You know, and if someone else is coming like a bat out of hell, like I'm leisure, like I'm going like slow. So I'm going to just be like, oh, sorry, I'm in your way. I'm also one of those people with my social anxiety. I don't like to be in the way. I don't like crowds because I feel like I'm always in someone's way. I like to be in the corner so that I can observe from afar or see everything and not be in everyone's way. Waiting for a table, like to sit down for a restaurant, no, I'm in everyone's way. I'm in the hostess's way, the waiter's way. It's just one of those things I just go wallflower up against.
I say sorry, like, I don't know. I say sorry. I'm told that I can overuse the word sorry.
Yeah,
I do too. Yeah, I mean, I'm told that I do, and I don't realize it, but I guess I'm just a considerate person. So if I feel like I'm inconveniencing that person, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry for bothering you. Like, no,
but
you're
are
not
you
bothering really... me. Don't say sorry.
But are you?
Or
that's the
if
thing.
You're, if, or if you're talking to someone from Canada, you'd be like, no, don't say you're sorry.
Sorry.
I guess if people
God,
in
I
Canada,
love when they say that.
I guess if people in Canada say sorry
a
all
lot.
The time, which totally makes sense of Justin Bieber's song, Sorry.
That song's getting overplayed at this point. all of them. Did you
I
know
love
today?
Justin Bieber.
I get it.
The new song out, Comfortable.
Well, that for her.
Oh
heard
my
it.
God, it's
but,
so awesome.
But today at lunchtime when I was going to the beach, 5 of my radio stations all playing Love Yourself at the same time. Like, it's kind of like the Christmas Story on TBS. You could go to different channels and come back and still be in the same spot on the song. Like, I was like, no! Like, I don't know. I feel like sorry, though, for, like, women, we say that a lot. Like, when I'm at the movie theater, like, if someone's trying to get into the spot and I'm having to move my legs and I'm like, oh, sorry. I'm like, why am I apologizing? You're the one that's coming in the movie late during the trailers, which is a pet peeve of mine. I'm like, don't come in during the trailers or don't come in 5 minutes after the movie starts. Your brother-in-law tries to do this to me all the time. And I'm like, you know how I feel about trailers. You know, like, down to the wire. Oh, the movie started 5 minutes ago. I'm like, what are you doing? No.
You missed the most important part. Usually the first 5 minutes sets the story.
His argument is that there's 25 minutes of trailers and we're not missing anything, which is sometimes true, and I hate when he's right. But it's like, ugh! It's just, I don't like to pick seats in the movie theater. I finally got him adjusted to knowing that. It's pretty sweet.
Good.
Only problem is now I'm going to have to teach someone else about that. And it's like, oh, I'm going to start all over again.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Sorry.
No, I'm not sorry.
Hashtag?
Sorry, not sorry.
Yep.
And, you know, it's... I just feel like sometimes I don't know why we have to say sorry all the time. Because you know men ain't saying sorry, you know?
No, they really don't.
They're not doing that.
No, they
and
don't.
And I just don't get it.
No.
Well,
I mean, this has been a very, very eventful...
It's been a good 45, one.
Yeah, 45 minutes. When we listen back, hopefully it's not as loud as I think it's going to be.
Well, you know.
I got kind of riled up on some issues.
You gotta get heated. So, you know what? That's passion. Like, you get passion.
We want to talk about passion. Yeah, well, when we listen to this back, we'll see how passionate we all are about
this. Yeah, we gotta put it in the Dropbox, Alicia. You know.
I gotta put, yes, I'm right after this. I have to, you know, start that whole process, throw it in the Dropbox. Shout out to McLovin. That's all I'm going to say. I love that name. I think it's great. And I love that. It's great.
Oh, dear God.
Love it.
I'm sober, Joey. I'm sober, by the way. I didn't drink a single drop of wine tonight. But I'm going to say this. Tupac and Biggie, I know you're going to hear us in the Caribbean. Peace out to you. Throw your rollies in the sky, wave from side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Play it please, lyrically, nigga C, B-I-G-B, flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 5 double O, it's my phone number, your man. Good morning, Glosser, bye-bye.
Bye.